This is Lee. I want you to know on Coral FM. I have Jared Davidson sitting across from me in the studio, and Leahy actually plays this Saturday night. Am I right?
You are absolutely right. Saturday, July the 13th at 7:30.
Hi, Jared.
Hello.
How are you?
Thank you for having me.
Oh, this is great. This is so cool. So the Allura Festival officially kicks off this weekend. And there's all kinds of great acts for people to see. Every type of music going. I had Noel Edison here as a guest recently to talk about all the classical acts that are playing. Everything from, you know, Carmina Burana to the Mikado, which is Gilbert and Sullivan. And so now I have you here to talk about the non-classical artists that are going to be playing for the festival.
Yes, we'll talk about the remainder. We have pretty much something for everybody at the festival series this year. It's really a genre-bending kind of event. Lots of choral, lots of classical, but, you know, we've got flamenco this year. We've got some jazz rock. We've got some power pop with Stephen Page. Just about everything.
Which is great. And you brought a CD in of some of the artists that are playing. Where are the venues that people can catch these bands at? We have
two principal venues that the festival uses year by year, one of which is the Gambrel Barn. We host our large concerts there.
Yes.
For more intimate, smaller concerts, we have St. John's Church. Mm-hmm. And we have one exception this year. We have a concert taking place in Fergus at a church, St. Joseph's Church. And that's our Sacred Music for a Sacred Space concert.
Okay.
So three venues this year.
Yeah, I love Allura. It's so great. And I have been to the Gambrel Barn. A couple of years ago, I saw Jeff Healy there.
Yes.
And that was great.
And it's really amazing the transformation that this barn goes through.
I know. It's like a world-class concert hall.
And a lot of people actually say, you know, it is a world-class venue, and the acoustics in there are great, and they wish they could do recordings there. So we're pretty excited to clean it out and get it spruced up for another amazing series of concerts this year.
Yeah, exactly. Should we play, which act would you like to showcase first? Because Leahy opens up this weekend. Do you want to talk a little bit more about Leahy for people that don't know?
Yeah, Leahy is a very, very interesting group. They are composed of eight brothers and sisters who grew up as a family in a small town called Lakefield on a farm, actually, without television. So they had a lot of time to play music.
Yeah.
And their style of music, I would say, is a kind of Celtic folk country fusion.
Yeah.
They've won numerous awards, Juno Awards for Best New Country Album and all sorts of things. And it's really foot-stomping, infectious music.
Yeah, they are great. And I played a little bit of Leahy before. And then what else do you have?
Well, I'm pretty excited about our Jorge Miguel Flamenco Ensemble concert that is coming up the following week, which would be Saturday, July the 20th, again at the Gambrel Barn. Mm. And Jorge Miguel is a Spanish-Canadian guitarist from Toronto, and he's put together a group of singers and percussionists, and they do this great full-contact, hardcore, passionate flamenco.
Okay, we're going to listen to some. This is, I think it's Rumba Tangos.
Rumba Tango.
Rumba Tangos at Coral FM. Thank you.
Thank you.
Wow. Okay. That was Brass Transit. And they are going to be playing at the Alora Festival. What date, Jared?
That concert is taking place on Friday, July the 19th at the Gambrel Barn in Alora.
Yep, and that's going to be great.
Because it's going to be great, and this is why people are calling them the world's greatest tribute to Chicago.
Chicago.
Chicago the band.
You can't, when you do these types of tributes, you got to know your chops. You got to know your stuff.
And these guys are great.
They've got know their stuff.
Yeah, they've got a world-class horn section.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of members in the band are actually from the Rock and Soul Hall of Fame. They've done work with the Mamas and the Papas and Aretha Franklin and you name
it. All the session guys,
which are
the best guys.
That's right.
Who never get the credit.
They know their chops.
They know their chops. Yeah. Hey, session guys, any session guys that are listening, we love you. You should get credit.
You are not underappreciated.
You're not underappreciated. Session guys are some of the best players around, and when they put a band together, that's what happens.
Yes.
So that is very cool. I was going to ask you this. I don't know if I asked Noel this or not. How long does it take you to find all these different acts?
It's a year-long process. So we've already started for next year, which will be our 35th year running.
Yeah. Wow.
35 years. It's amazing.
Can you give me any sneak?
No sneak previews.
No teasers?
No,
no
not
nothing?
Yet.
Yeah. Can I guess?
It'll be a surprise.
I told Noel he should bring in Anna Atkinson. I love her. I played her just before Lily Frost. I think she's awesome.
Well, you know, we're definitely up for suggestions.
Okay.
You know, we get suggestions from all sorts of people as to what they would like to see at the festival.
Yeah.
And in a lot of circumstances, artists will contact us as well, send us their CDs and their press kits, and then we just go from there.
So let me put you on the spot here. As a marketing person, what do you do at the festival?
Well, I wear many hats at the festival, and my position comprises creating daily advertisements for both newspapers and magazines, dealing with all sorts of media, radio and television, doing both radio and television interviews, putting together all of the festival's signage that is necessary, our brochures, our souvenir programs, our posters, and making sure that the word gets out there and it's visible and it's accessible.
That's exciting, but I know it's a lot of work.
It definitely is. A festival of this magnitude takes up to 300 volunteers just to run. And that's in addition to a full-time staff and a board of directors and also our guest artists and our musicians. And it's a lot of work, but it is absolutely worth it because music is crucial to the soul of a community.
I believe so. And Alora is kind of a destination. It's a destination concert venue. There's just something about Alora. I was talking to Noel.
For those who don't know, Noel is the artistic director of the festival and also a conductor.
An award-winning conductor of the Alora Festival Singers. So, and they are incredible in their own right. But Alora always has had this special essence to it.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the days where I used to go and see jazz. There was a jazz bar that Floreal ran. This is like this is years back. And Noel was there at the same time. And Alora has always had this great, has got a great vibe to it. When you guys built the Gambrel Barn, I just thought, what an amazing, like what a great concept for a concert venue.
Yes.
You get people coming from all across North America to this festival.
This is true, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, they will travel miles to get here and have that experience.
Yeah.
You know, there really is something about Alora. There's art and culture just in the air.
It is, and it's gorgeous. And, you know, with the Gorge there, I know the artist used to perform at the Gorge years ago because Lorena McKennitt did that, I think, at one point, one season, I remember. And it's beautiful, and it's not that far from, it's not far from Kitchener-Waterloo at all. It's like, what?
It's a half-hour drive.
Half-an-hour drive.
Yeah.
So it's beautiful, and there's just so many things that you can explore. So many different genres of music you can explore. So we're going to... Here's someone else that's playing. And he's quite well known. And he's playing on Saturday, July 27th. at the Gambrill Barn.
Mm-hmm.
And that's Stephen Page. And he's with, or who?
Stephen Page will be playing with just one other musician.
Okay.
And for those who don't know, he is a former Bare Naked Ladies frontman.
He is.
Who has done all sorts of amazing things, including writing for the Shakespeare Festival.
Yeah,
doing
right.
music with the Art of Time Ensemble.
Mm-hmm.
Just an incredible, versatile musician.
And they are fabulous. So here is some Stephen Page with the Art of Time Ensemble on Coral FM.
I stopped into a club. I thought I'd see a show. Everyone was there, at least everyone I know. Then it goes in a knot, their hands upon their heart. The best they'd ever seen, the greatest work of art. I wish that it was me. It's bleaker than you think. I'm running out of ink. Give a guy a break. This is what it takes to drive a man to drink. A party at a friend's, Toronto school of scene. I thought I'd bring a tape to show them where I'd been. They listened for a while, the lyrics made them smile. They said that it was fine, although it's not their style. I said it wasn't me. Once upon a time, they couldn't get enough until I made it big, and that's when it got rough. Disappointed now, perhaps a bit surprised to look them in the face and see it in their eyes. They wish it wasn't me. It's bleaker than you think. I'm running out of ink. Give a guy a break. This is what it takes to drive a man to drink. I used to hold you close, you used to tell me things you'd never tell a soul. And then you heard me sing the details of your life, condensed into a song. The neighbor and his wife work out and sing along, and you can't look at me. It's bleaker than you think. I'm running out of ink. Give a guy a break. This is what it takes to drive a man to drink. Song be an alibi, a lyric replacement for falling in love. But now that the well is dry, I can't understand what I've been singing of. You on the lawn, I see you all the time. Now that you are gone, I tried to call your name, but something made me stop. I called you once a day until you called the cops and told them it was me. I filled a plastic bag with everything I wrote. I threw it off a bridge, I thought that it would flow. The water made it sink, the bag was bleeding ink. I wish that I could swim, I wish that I could drink. I wish that it was me. It's bleaker than you think. I'm running out of ink. Give a guy a break. This is what it takes to drive a man to drink. I'm running out of ink. Give a guy a break. This is what it takes to drive a man to drink. To drive a man to drink. To drive a man to drink.